This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EBA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
This is Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Hey, 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 it's Who's Talking time in Richmond, Virginia, and well beyond, and Frank and Hobbo in the studio, and I just love that guitar solo.
That is very, very impressive.
Jimmy Page.
Is that who it was?
Jimmy Page, cranking it up, baby.
Well, that's good. But hey, right, the Who's have cranked it up here in the last several weeks.
Six in a row?
Six-game winning streak, and play an hour from now up in the Dome, big game against the Syracuse Orange, so hopefully the lads are ready to continue to perform at a high level. But speaking of high level, tonight's show, we have former athletic director Craig Littlepage, who's going to join us momentarily, the friend of the program, Dr. Jody Smith from Ortho Virginia, and longtime beat writer and former sports editor of the Daily Progress, Jerry Ratcliffe. And then
and
Dave Deck.
And listen, come on, Hobbo.
A little lacrosse at the end. You know, as we preview the season that's just, we're on the eve of it.
And, we're going to have two previews. This is the first preview from good friend Dave Deck.
And then next week.
And then next week, we have head coach Lars Tiffany of your number one in the nation Cavalier lacrosse team.
And I noticed they have eight Cavaliers who are preseason All-Americans.
And it's poppycock. It should be like 10 or 11 or 12. I mean, the team is loaded.
Yeah, Lars can only mess it up. That's a lot of pressure on a coach.
Lars has stacked them up like Jets at LaGuardia. They're ready to go. We got Virginia has players coming off the bench better than the players that are starting for the other team.
We could be this year's Maryland, but we'll talk more about that later tonight and obviously next week. I think we have do we have Coach Littlepage
or athletic director Craig Littlepage.
Craig Littlepage is here.
Oh!
Craig Littlepage is here.
Oh, it's a miracle. We've got modern technology is working.
The man, the legend. You know, Paige, we appreciate your joining us tonight. You know, I've wanted to have you on the last few weeks, you know, with all the conversation of Coach Bennett passing Coach Holland. I thought you were uniquely positioned to talk about the two gentlemen since you had two stints on Terry Holland's bench and you hired Tony Bennett. So, talk to us about what a blessing it's been to the Virginia Athletic Department and the basketball program in particular to have those two gentlemen represent us over these last four decades.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I feel so doggone blessed to have had the opportunity at the University of Virginia to work not only with Terry and Tony Bennett, but with so many just incredible coaches, Hall of Fame coaches, probably about 20 or so Hall of Fame coaches that I've had the chance to work with over the course of my career as an assistant AD, associate AD, and the director of athletics. But Terry and Tony, I think, are guys that are not just coaches. They're men that are first of all gentlemen, and I think that they are in the model of the Don Woodens in terms of their approach. They're teachers and educators as much as they are coaches, and I think that there is a distinction there. But both Terry and Tony have a keen understanding of the unique aspects of the University of Virginia to be able to understand what it is that is required for success, but specifically in the men's basketball program, but even beyond basketball, because they're leaders within the athletics department, and other coaches rely on them and consult with them, and they in turn consult with their colleagues on the staff. So I think it's just the fact that they have a very, very good understanding of the uniqueness of the University of Virginia and what it's going to take of him as the leader, or each of them as leaders, and what is going to be required of the players to be able to be successful in an environment where arguably there are many other teams against whom we compete on an annual basis, both in and out of conference, that just purely from a talent standpoint are going to be more talented. But you're never going to find a program anywhere in the country, or very few places in the country, that are going to have kids that are recruited by these two guys that are going to out-compete, out-hustle, out-work, and out-think the game of basketball.
Craig, this is Frank. Thank you for coming on tonight. We're excited to have you here.
Sure.
And to our listeners, we are lucky to have Craig Littlepage with us tonight. Craig, you know, a couple things that come to mind, and you can tackle them in whatever order you like. I think Jim and I wonder what your thoughts are as it pertains to name, image, likeness, and the transfer portal. And number two, I've been wondering recently, are you doing any mentoring or assistance or guidance to help Carla Williams in her role as the AD at UVA today?
Let me speak first of all about Carla, who's done a very, very good job at the University of Virginia in the, what is it now, 5 years or
yes.
so that she has been with us at the University of Virginia. When I retired in December of 2017, I did so with the understanding that whoever was coming in as the director of athletics would not be needing to look over their shoulder for a shadow that might be passed by me, or to have the former athletics director commenting publicly about what was going on or not going on, or you know, weighing in on different issues and so forth and so on. And I've had the understanding with Carla that if she needs me at any point, she has my number. She knows how to contact me, and she knows that I'll be available at a moment's notice to help out if needed. And similarly, with both the administration of the university, and to a lesser degree, our coaches. I try not to particularly interfere with our coaches, but anytime somebody needs something, they know how to reach me. I'm available. I'm always willing to help, and I'm one of the biggest fans that the University of Virginia could ever have. But as I said, I made a conscious decision that I would not in any way infringe on Carla's ability to assert her leadership within the Department of Athletics, and I'm supportive of her efforts in terms of continuing to develop the program. And as I said, I think that she's done a very good job in that regard in the 5 years that she's been on the ground. Transfer portal, NIL, I guess is
yes.
NLI is national letter of intent.
Yep.
But transfer portal, I don't like all of the things that it provides, because I think that it, more so than anything else, encourages kids to continue to look for the next best thing, the next best opportunity. And it really doesn't put that aspect, in my opinion, of one's character to kind of stick things through, stick to a commitment, and to continue to work, earn one's opportunity through hard work, as opposed to earn one's opportunity through continuing to shop and so forth. Now, I'm not saying that the transfer portal, that you know, student athletes should not have the opportunity to transfer. It should not have the opportunity to transfer without a lot of strings attached. But this whole idea of, you know, a kid comes in as a freshman Before they finish the first semester, there's already talk about whether they're going to go into the portal, whether they're going to be leaving after the first year to pursue a professional opportunity and so forth. I do think that there's value to, you know, having at least some legislative guidelines that make the young people think twice, so that they just don't, you know, every 6 weeks, every several months, think about whether they want to hang in there and fulfill their commitment. So the transfer portal has some good aspects because it does allow a little bit better freedom for the young person to move when those circumstances dictate it. But I just don't like the idea of moving for moving's sake and just continue to shop around.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, the
ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, this, you know, Tony Elliott, his first season as the head coach was essentially sabotage because all those offensive linemen left before he was even announced as the new head coach. And looking back, maybe some of those guys would have stayed if Tony had been, let's say, hired 2 or 3 weeks sooner, and they could have met him and found out, hey, we're going to run the football, we're going to pass the football, we're going to have a lot of fun. And, you know, they were gone. And, you know, now he's having to rebuild the football program again this year from the ground up on the offensive line. And I just wonder how he ever gets out from under that. And I don't know what the solution is, but it's something that, you know, anybody that follows Virginia really carefully worries about every day. And
Craig, before, you know, we don't want to run out of time, what about the NIL? Should there be any guardrails on the NIL?
Oh, absolutely. And again, I'm not one that believes that opportunities for the student athletes are a bad thing, but I think that there does need to be some consistency from conference to conference, from state to state, as it relates to what indeed are the rules, what is permissible and what is not permissible, and when is it permissible, and who are the key players that can be involved in putting together the collectives and making these different offers and everything else. And I'm not as close as an active athletics director or administrator might be, but I read all the time about the wild, wild west and how it's kind of no holds barred and everybody's kind of doing their thing. And there may be some situations where people that shouldn't be involved or people are doing things before they are able to do them as it relates to the existing rules that they have right now. But I do think one thing that I will say is, had the NCAA 8-9 years ago tackled this from the standpoint of the chatter that was going on then about student-athletes being exploited and student-athletes not being able to take advantage of any kind of opportunity to earn beyond, you know, the scholarship, the Pell Grant, the other funds that were available to them, legal funds that were available to them by the NCAA. But had the NCAA acted more proactively and assertively and put something together, as I said, 8-10 years ago, we probably would have been in a much different situation, because at this point in time, we would have had a number of years with this under our belt. Everybody would have felt comfortable with it. You could have tweaked it and put together something on the basis of data and analytics that would make a lot more sense than what we have right now. So I like the idea that kids can take advantage and leverage their abilities and name, image, and likeness. I just don't like the fact that there are very little consistencies between how different conferences, how different schools are adapting to it and putting their programs together.
Let me ask you this. You know, recently it's been announced that Charlie Baker, the former governor of Massachusetts, is going to be the new NCAA executive. Do you think he's going to be able to come in and successfully address some of those concerns?
Well, I think that he has the background as a skilled politician and as one that worked both sides of the political aisles to get things done in the state of Massachusetts. So I think that that is one or a couple of characteristics that will play well. He apparently has a very strong interest in intercollegiate athletics. I was actually in Indianapolis this weekend on a project that I'm helping out an institution with, and just had an opportunity to run into two of my good friends that are members of the NCAA staff. And everything that I have heard from them, as well as others, and you know, anecdotes and so forth, everybody is hopeful that he will bring a fresh approach and seemingly a more proactive way to you know, start to address issues as they come up through the NCAA ranks.
Before we let you go, and people I think know this, but you were a great basketball player in your own right, both at Cheltenham High School in Pennsylvania and the University of Pennsylvania, and you were a longtime coach. So you've got credibility. Speak to the current version of the Hoos. They're playing really well the last several weeks. Where do you see this season going for Coach Bennett and the basketball Hoos?
Well, as it seems to happen every year, this is around the time that Coach Bennett's team seem to solidify themselves in terms of how they need to play and what will help them be successful. The fact that we have much more offensive firepower this year, and I know that many of the writers have been writing and talking about this, and members of the media and the electronic media as well. You know, we have any number of guys that can put up, you know, 14 to 20 points in a given game. We've got obviously the defensive part of the game covered. And I think, you know, the leadership that's been shown by guys like Kihei and Jaden has been extremely good. But, you know, it's a team that has faced some significant challenges already in the preseason, or I should say the non-conference season. You know, we had the loss at Miami, the loss at Pittsburgh. But I think since those games, we bounced back really well, loss against Houston back in December. I really think that this is a team that's playing with great confidence, and the added dimension of more options, a lot more flexibility, a lot more diversity in terms of the offensive production is the one thing that this team has that some previous Coach Bennett teams.
You know, some people have equated Ryan Dunn to DeAndre Hunter. To me, he plays a lot like Craig Littlepage back in the day.
He is a lot more talented, a lot more skilled. When I was in college, I was a banger. I was a guy that scored. I just threw my body around, and I just loved, enjoyed playing defense. And this young man has so much talent. I mean, when he gets off the floor, the potential for a highlight is very, very high. And it was good to see that he got in early and really brought the crowd into the great game on Saturday against Boston College.
Yeah, he's a dream for Sports Center. He's a human highlight film. You know, he's amazing.
My. Hey, let me ask you one question, Craig. I know you had to deal with Terry Gates, a good friend of mine and a frequent contributor to Who's Talking. Terry Gates. And yeah, you did. Yeah, Gates used to call
Speaking
Jimmy
of a banger.
Hold on, he used to tease Jimmy Miller and called him Merrifield. And so it used to make me laugh really hard because Miller would say, "Come on, man, stop doing it." But when Terry Gates showed up at UVA, you knew that was a project, right?
We knew that it was a project. And what was Grandpa's name on the not the Beverly Hillbillies, but I can't remember what the old TV show was. The comedy of the farmer. I wish I could remember the name, but he limped around like he was about 90 years old. And I tell you what, when you tipped it up or when he was put in the game, you knew that you were going to get an effort. And he was a guy that a lot of forwards in the ACC back in those years didn't want to play against because he always made his presence known out there on the court.
Hey, Craig, we probably got to run to break here, but we really appreciate your time. We got your email and phone number now, so we'll be back in touch and have you back on the show before too long. But Thank you, and our best to Margaret and your family. Thanks a whole lot.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
thanks, Craig. Thank Hope you you're enjoying your retirement.
All right, we got Jody Smith, our Ortho Virginia Injury Report. After these messages, stay tuned. You're listening to Who's
Talking.
And
then later, Jerry Radcliffe. So
absolutely.
Stay with us.
Jerry in the second half hour.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, that's Magic Bus, one of the best live songs ever performed by The Who. All right, The Who.
Oh.
Don't be a doofus. We get a doofus on any street corner, but don't do that. I know who Frank Sinatra is when you play that Sinatra stuff.
I know, Frank.
Come on.
Well, he's the chairman of the board,
man. All right, we got a great show still to go, and we've got Dr. Jody Smith joining us. Jody, first off, welcome to Who's Talking, and I hope you're doing well, sir.
Doing great, guys. How are y'all tonight?
We're fantastic.
We're good.
Fantastic.
We've won six in a row. We're happy.
Hobbo is like giddy. He's bouncing off the floor. I am going to take a moment here and recognize the fact that one of the finest people I've ever known in Richmond, Virginia, passed away recently, Jimmy Massey. He did play tight end for a season or two at UVA. He was very close friends with Bobby Call. I spoke to Bobby Call recently about his departed friend, and I don't know that I ever knew anybody finer than Jimmy Massey, and I know you must have known Jimmy at some point, you being a Cougar and a Wahoo.
Yeah, Jimmy, a good man, gonna miss him, and he's a great person. Knew him at the Commonwealth Club. He threw a mean elbow on the Commonwealth Club basketball court, as I and my dad can both attest to, and put his time in on the General Assembly as a delegate, and so, yeah, we're going to miss him.
Yeah, it's definitely a loss. I knew Jimmy mostly through church, but a great guy and terrific family. I came to the studio after going to the visitation earlier this afternoon. But, Jody, let me ask you this. You know, the good news about basketball is we don't have injuries to discuss, and I thought I might just ask you Mike Curtis, the strength coach, and Ethan Saliba, the trainer, they must both be doing terrific jobs to keep the team as healthy as they are at the present.
Yeah, I think Curtis doesn't get enough credit. I mean, I think those of us who are Virginia fans know him, but I mean, he's a master, and the fact that he's stayed with Tony as long as he has, and I don't think plans on leaving, has been a big plus, not only for avoiding injury, but just for getting our players better every year. You see guys, and, you know, Shedrick this year is a good example of a guy who's gotten much stronger. Can't wait to see Ryan Dunn next year a year in the Mike Curtis program. I mean, just they get so much bigger and stronger every year.
Yeah, Ryan Dunn, he's a freak athletically. I mean, his upside is unbelievable.
And so is Leon Bond and Isaac Trout and Isaac McNeely.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting during the broadcast the other day, Mike Jaminski said he went to practice and was really impressed with Leon Bond. So, you know, Tony, that's a program when you have guys ready to step in. Obviously, Gardner and Kihei and
Well, you got Buchanan
and
coming,
Vanderplasser leaving.
You got Gertrude coming, and so the talent keeps coming in, and it's going to be interesting to see how the training staff works with Gertrude as he recovers from the ACL surgery. But I'm curious about this. We've heard rumors that Francisco Caffaro has a sore shoulder, and we haven't heard anything about a separated shoulder. We've heard about a sore shoulder, and my question to you is, what might folks be alluding to, and how is he dealing with that, and how are they treating him?
It's interesting. I mean, I've heard a number of different things about Caffaro. Heard this, he had a concussion, then I heard he had a knee injury, then I heard he had a shoulder injury. I think with a guy like him, probably a strain or a separation would be more than likely. Although, much like the old Jack Salt, people run into Caffaro, they get hurt. He doesn't. he doesn't usually get hurt.
Yeah.
I think probably more. I don't know that that's why he hasn't hit the court. After watching him try to guard post on Saturday, I think he's not out there mostly because there are better options now.
Yes.
Well, when we go to Carolina against Baycott, and Lordy knows if we ever see Purdue in the NCAA tournament, I think Shedrick and Caffaro are going to get in the lineup, certainly. But the smaller lineup has definitely been beneficial in recent weeks. But Jody, as always, we thank you and your colleagues. We hope you have a terrific night. Enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully, the Hoos have another win in front of them tonight up in Syracuse, and we will talk to you in a few weeks.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jody. All right, we're going to go to break. We come back, we got Jerry Radcliffe. And to top it all off tonight, we got Dave Deck talking about the number one UVA lacrosse program. By the way, UVA basketball is number 4 in the coaches' poll and number 6 in the AP, and climbing slowly but steadily.
And don't forget your men's tennis ranked number 1,
too. I know. I'm on top of them. We'll get to those guys. All right, we'll be back in a moment.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from 3 and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
With UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at mitchellendoscopycenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Train, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968. Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6683. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations, with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to tonight's show. We thank Craig Littlepage and Dr. Jody Smith for joining us, and we have Jerry Ratcliffe, a longtime friend, sports editor at the Daily Progress for many years, and now jerryratcliffe.com, and anything Virginia, Jerry knows the answer to. You know,
and we have lots of things we want to cover with him.
We've
been told we have to stick with basketball tonight, Jerry. What's that all about?
Basketball season.
It's basketball season.
you can't mimic Hobo. Come on.
Hey, that's always a winning play.
All right, Jerry. We all know that Virginia is almost unbeatable when they score over 70 points. So as we look at this year's team, and they're now, 16-3, 8-2 in the conference? They have been scoring over 65, 70 points regularly. What is going on with the offense and this small ball stuff? What do you think?
Well, I think it makes them harder to defend, guys. And even Steve Forbes at Wake Forest mentioned that the other day, because you have to guard every guy on the floor. And in the other lineups that they put out there, that's not necessarily the case. So, yeah, I would have to agree that, I mean, who are you gonna slough off of it in that small lineup? I'm not sure that they'll be able to play that against Syracuse tonight, because Syracuse has a little more size, and with that zone, it might make it a little more challenging. I think they might have to go with Caden Shedrick a little bit more tonight, like they did the first time against Syracuse when he did such a great job against Jesse Edwards. So I don't know how small they'll go tonight.
I agree with you there. Jerry, this small ball unit, and we're talking about Gardner, Beekman, Clark, who else, Hobo, help me?
Franklin. Vanderplas.
Okay, so when he goes to that unit, and McNeely rotates in there heavily.
Right, and Ryan Dunn.
So my question to you is, somehow they're still managing to be very competitive and usually winning the rebounding battle. They're still shooting a lot of free throws like they did at the beginning of the season. And their offensive efficiency has become pretty impressive. And the lulls between scoring runs, there's fewer gaps where they get cold. Tell us a little bit about your perceptions of what's making that happen. I mean, why is that working so well?
I think it's just because there's so many guys who are capable of scoring. I mean, Gardner is almost automatic from mid-range. Vanderplas can hurt you from all over the place. Beekman has become more aggressive in terms of straight line driving. His perimeter jumper has gotten a little bit better. Kihei is he can score from inside or outside. We've seen him shoot over the trees when he gets in the lane sometimes. I don't know how he does it, but he does.
Yep.
And Franklin, my goodness, Franklin is, I think he's, what he's done lately, double figures in 8 of the last 9 games or something like that, is maybe more than that. It isn't getting enough publicity. The guy's been one of the top scorers in the league over the last several weeks now, and I don't think he gets enough credit. And then you got McNeely, like you said, who is shooting, I think, around 55% in the last 6 or 7 games from the three-point line. And then Dunn, my goodness, he's come on strong. He can kill you inside with his ability to leap and score from close in. And, I mean, gosh, who are you going to – you almost have to choose your own poison, because any of those guys can hurt you.
I was just going to say real quickly, you know, they now have been charting the last couple of years the plus-minus aspect of each player. And it's funny, in this last game against Boston College, Armon Franklin was plus 30. And I don't remember seeing anybody that was a plus 30. And you take Gardner is plus 14, Ben Vandeplaw 9, Kia Clark was plus 11, which is mild for him. Lately, he's been high teens. You got Beekman is 20. You got Franklin 30. McNeely is 8. How are you going to lose when those guys are all such high levels of plus, you know, time on the court, right?
Yeah, and Dunn was 17.
Yes.
I mean, like Forbes said, there's nobody you cannot guard.
Well, that really was the strength of the Duke teams back around the turn of the century when they won, because you had to guard everybody. You couldn't double-team the post. And, of course, the other thing is, with the number of perimeter shooters with that smaller lineup, it spreads the floor, opens up driving lanes for certainly Kihei and Reese Beekman. But you're right about Franklin. You know, he had 7 boards the other day. He led the team in rebounds. He had 10 boards at Wake Forest. So he's not only scoring, but he's rebounding. And, you know, he doesn't get as much credit defensively. You know, there's so much attention paid to Kihei and Reese. But Armon has become a really, really good defender here in his second year in Charlottesville.
He really has, Hobo. And, gosh, you know, I think Beekman played 5 more seconds than he did. They both played 30-plus minutes the other night against BC. So he doesn't come off the floor that much. And he's becoming more of what Tony calls a complete player.
What about the I heard somebody critical the other day about Tony's in recent games. It seems like if you commit a foul in the first 3 or 4 minutes, you're coming out of the game. Have you had any comment about that or any thought about that?
Well, I did notice that the other day. I think it was Reese who picked up a quick foul early on, and he came out immediately. And he's been doing that, it seems like, the last 3 or 4 games. Just getting guys out quickly. I don't know if it's something that a trend that he's noticed, or if he's just trying to avoid sitting these guys for longer periods of time. But I have noticed that, and that's a good question. You might have a better answer to that than I do.
Well, you know, one thought I had, I think it goes back to the Wake game, and that's the first time that I can recall in recent years that the starting guards were seated on the bench with 10 minutes to go in the game. Beekman and Clark were sitting over there with, you know, 4 fouls and 3 fouls and then 4 fouls both. And Tony had to use a very unusual lineup there for about 3 minutes, remember?
Yeah.
And somehow they made it work. And that really, because Dunn played spectacular on defense, and McNeely did some nice things on offense, and Franklin was playing a complete game. But I thought the officiating in that Wake game was like, pull your hair out. I was like, what are they calling that stuff for? And, you know, we have been reaching out. We're going to have Kersey on, Brian Kersey, the head of ACC officiating. I've been meaning to get in touch with him. We're going to invite him on Who's Talking Here just prior to the ACC tournament, try to get a read on what he's emphasizing with the ACC recruiting, I mean, refereeing crews, and what do they have to be careful about, and how do they get ACC teams ready for the NCAAs? And I might circle back to you to get some help with questions on that.
Where they traditionally don't blow the whistle as much in the NCAA tournament. But Shedrick, now, Jerry, do you think Shedrick is not playing as much because the small lineup is working, or is Caden in the doghouse? You know, he played 14 minutes the other day and committed four fouls. I know Tony doesn't like that, but what's going on there, in your opinion?
Well, he does have a penchant for foul trouble, and he picked up three of those four really quickly the other day. I think that's probably the one thing that's holding him back. Coupled with a small lineup, which I think Tony likes playing smaller lineups if he can get by with it, and that seems to be one of the trends in college basketball anyway, and even some in the NBA, really. But and you mentioned some of those great Duke teams from yesteryear. A lot of times they didn't have a really true big man in there either, so I think it's probably a combination of all those things, even though his playing time was diminished for a stretch there. Statistically, he didn't fall off that much, and Tony kept telling him and the rest of the players, this is one thing I admire about Tony Bennett, was that he didn't sugarcoat it. He mentioned it, talked about it in front of the entire team that Shedrick was getting less time, but for him and the other guys like Team Murray and even Caffaro to not get discouraged, to keep practicing hard, because there's going to be times when they need him, and they needed him a little bit the other day against Post, who got off to such a hot start for Boston College, scoring. I think he scored 18 of his 20 points in the first half, or something like that, or 20 some points.
Quick question, Jerry, because we're down to the final 30 seconds here of your segment.
Right.
Mike Bray announced last week that he was going to retire from Notre Dame. He'd been there a long time, and he'd previously coached as an assistant under Coach K at Duke. Any quick thoughts about Mike Bray?
Just a first-class guy. Will truly be missed. I think he coached the right way. He was always a good guy with the media, which I think is important. Try to have a good, healthy relationship. He's just a guy, like Steve Forbes said, that you could probably sit down with and have a beer and a burger and talk about basketball or whatever. And if you didn't know him, you wouldn't know he's had basketball coach at Notre Dame and such a successful guy with 300 or 400 wins under his belt. I think it's a shame, because I think college basketball is losing too many guys like that. It's a shame that Notre Dame's not having a great year, which I'm sure has led to his earlier departure than he would like to go out. But I think he's truly going to be missed. We need guys like him in the college game, because there's not enough of them.
He was a successful, classy guy, and he will definitely be missed. But I see him in a media role in all likelihood, because he's very articulate. But, Jerry, we always love having you on. We thank you for your time, and we'll definitely see you at probably the next home game. So take care. Enjoy the Syracuse game on TV tonight. Thanks for joining us.
All right, and we'll talk football the next time.
Absolutely. All right, then, not football, but lacrosse coming up with Dave Deck. So stay tuned for a little lacrosse conversation after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1900.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
You gotta love that, those chords right there. All right, AC/DC. All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight, and Hobo has something to say.
Yes, next week, former UVA big guy Steve Castellan, member of the 76 ACC title team, and most importantly, head lacrosse coach and two-time national champion Lars Tiffany will join us. We're going to talk lacrosse now with Dave Deck, but we'll have Lars on next week, and Dr. Boyd Rawls will be our Ortho Virginia injury report doc.
All right, we got about 3.5-4 minutes, and Dave is an old friend of mine, and he not only played goalie in college at Dickinson, but
But he came back to UVA where he had a lot of fun and got an excellent degree. And he has a whole bunch of kids now. But he's been an assistant coach teaching goalies for many years. Over
how many is a whole bunch of kids?
He has at least three. He might have four.
That's official count. Right?
And you would not know if you saw his beautiful wife. She's skinny as a rail and fit.
Beautiful. That's good.
Yep, Penny, the lovely and talented. Anyway, every now and then a blind squirrel finds a nut. Anyway, that's what Dave did. Dave, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight, and tell us all about the number one ranked UVA lacrosse team, which is about to kick off their season very soon.
Yeah, good evening, guys. It is about that time of year. Mm-hmm. You got my contract in the mail, Frank. I'll be looking for it.
Big money? Big NIL money?
Yeah, a few cents.
I'll get you a couple of beers at your favorite restaurant.
Yeah. So I heard you say at the beginning of the program that there were eight guys on the preseason Inside Lacrosse All-America group.
Yep.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at mitchellendoscopycenter.com or call 804-282-3255 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection?
You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6683. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations, with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopka on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to tonight's show. We thank Craig Littlepage and Dr. Jody Smith for joining us, and we have Jerry Ratcliffe, a longtime friend, sports editor at the Daily Progress for many years, and now jerryratcliffe.com, and anything Virginia, Jerry knows the answer to.
And we have lots of things we want to cover with him.
We've
been told we have to stick with basketball tonight, Jerry. What's that all about?
Basketball season.
It's basketball season.
you can't mimic Hobo. Come on.
Hey, that's always a winning play.
All right, Jerry. We all know that Virginia is almost unbeatable when they score over 70 points. So as we look at this year's team, and they're now, 16-3, 8-2 in the conference? They have been scoring over 65, 70 points regularly. What is going on with the offense and this small ball stuff? What do you think?
Well, I think it makes them harder to defend, guys. And even Steve Forbes at Wake Forest mentioned that the other day, because you have to guard every guy on the floor. And in the other lineups that they put out there, that's not necessarily the case. So, yeah, I would have to agree that, I mean, who are you gonna slough off of it in that small lineup? I'm not sure that they'll be able to play that against Syracuse tonight, because Syracuse has a little more size, and with that zone, it might make it a little more challenging. I think they might have to go with Caden Shedrick a little bit more tonight, like they did the first time against Syracuse when he did such a great job against Jesse Edwards. So I don't know how small they'll go tonight.
I agree with you there. Jerry, this small ball unit, and we're talking about Gardner, Beekman, Clark, who else, Hobo, help me?
Franklin. Vanderplas.
Okay, so when he goes to that unit, and McNeely rotates in there heavily.
Right, and so, Ryan Dunn.
And Ryan Dunn. So my question to you is, somehow they're still managing to be very competitive and usually winning the rebounding battle. They're still shooting a lot of free throws like they did at the beginning of the season. And their offensive efficiency has become pretty impressive. And the lulls between scoring runs, there's fewer gaps where they get cold. Tell us a little bit about your perceptions of what's making that happen. I mean, why is that working so well?
I think it's just because there's so many guys who are capable of scoring. I mean, Gardner is almost automatic from mid-range. Vanderplas can hurt you from all over the place. Beekman has become more aggressive in terms of straight line driving. His perimeter jumper has gotten a little bit better. Kihei is, he can score from inside or outside. We've seen him shoot over the trees when he gets in the lane sometimes. I don't know how he does it, but he does.
Yep.
And Franklin, my goodness, Franklin is, I think he's, what he's done lately, double figures in 8 of the last 9 games or something like that, is maybe more than that. Isn't getting enough publicity. The guy's been one of the top scorers in the league over the last several weeks now, and I don't think he gets enough credit. And then you got McNeely, like you said, who is shooting, I think, around 55% in the last 6 or 7 games from the three-point line. And then Dunn, my goodness, he's come on strong. He can kill you inside with his ability to leap and score from close in. And, I mean, gosh, who are you going to – you almost have to choose your own poison, because any of those guys can hurt you.
I was just going to say real quickly, you know, they now have been charting the last couple of years the plus-minus aspect of each player. And it's funny, in this last game against Boston College, Armon Franklin was plus 30. And I don't remember seeing anybody that was a plus 30. And you take Gardner is plus 14, Ben Vandeplaw, 9, Kia Clark was plus 11, which is mild for him. Lately, he's been high teens.
Right.
You got Beekman is 20. You got Franklin, 30. McNeely is 8. How are you going to lose when those guys are all such high levels of plus, you know, time on the court, right?
Yeah, and Dunn was 17.
Yes.
Like Forbes said, there's nobody you cannot guard.
Well, that really was the strength of the Duke teams back around the turn of the century when they won, because you had to guard everybody. You couldn't double-team the post. And, of course, the other thing is, with the number of perimeter shooters with that smaller lineup, it spreads the floor, opens up driving lanes for certainly Kihei and Reese Beekman. But you're right about Franklin. You know, he had 7 boards the other day. He led the team in rebounds. He had 10 boards at Wake Forest. So he's not only scoring, but he's rebounding. And, you know, he doesn't get as much credit defensively. You know, there's so much attention paid to Kihei and Reese. But Armon has become a really, really good defender here in his second year in Charlottesville.
He really has, Hobo. And, gosh, you know, I think Beekman played 5 more seconds than he did. They both played 30-plus minutes the other night against the BC. So he doesn't come off the floor that much. And he's becoming more of what Tony calls a complete player.
What about the – I heard somebody critical the other day about Tony's – in recent games, it seems like if you commit a foul in the first 3 or 4 minutes, you're coming out of the game. Have you had any comment about that or any thought about that?
I did notice that the other day. I think it was Reese picked up a quick foul early on, and he came out immediately. And he's been doing that, it seems like, the last 3 or 4 games. Just getting guys out quickly. I don't know if it's something that a trend that he's noticed, or if he's just trying to avoid sitting these guys for longer periods of time. But I have noticed that, and That's a good question. You might have a better answer to that than I do.
Well, you know, one thought I had, I think it goes back to the Wake game, and that's the first time that I can recall in recent years that the starting guards were seated on the bench with 10 minutes to go in the game. Beekman and Clark were sitting over there with, you know, four fouls and three fouls and then four fouls both. And Tony had to use a very unusual lineup there for about 3 minutes, remember?
Yeah.
And somehow they made it work. And really, because Dunn played spectacular on defense, and McNeely did some nice things on offense, and Franklin was playing a complete game. But I thought the officiating in that Wake game was like pull your hair out. I was like, what are they calling that stuff for? And, you know, we have been reaching out. We're going to have Kersey on, Brian Kersey, the head of ACC officiating. I've been meaning to get in touch with him. We're going to invite him on Who's Talking Here just prior to the ACC tournament, try to get a read on what he's emphasizing with the ACC refereeing crews, and what do they have to be careful about, and how do they get ACC teams ready for the NCAAs? And I might circle back to you to get some help with questions on that.
Where they traditionally don't blow the whistle as much in the NCAA tournament. But Shedrick, now, Jerry, do you think Shedrick is not playing as much because the small lineup is working, or is Caden in the doghouse? You know, he played 14 minutes the other day and committed four fouls. I know Tony doesn't like that, but what's going on there, in your opinion?
Well, he does have a penchant for foul trouble, and he picked up three of those four really quickly the other day. I think that's probably the one thing that's holding him back. Coupled with a small lineup, which I think Tony likes playing smaller lineups if he can get by with it, and that seems to be one of the trends in college basketball anyway, and even some in the NBA, really. But and you mentioned some of those great Duke teams from yesteryear. A lot of times they didn't have a really true big man in there either, so I think it's probably a combination of all those things, even though his playing time was diminished for a stretch there. Statistically, he didn't fall off that much, and Tony kept telling him and the rest of the players, this is one thing I admire about Tony Bennett, was that he didn't sugarcoat it. He mentioned it, talked about it in front of the entire team that Shedrick was getting less time, but for him and the other guys like Tane Murray and even Caffaro to not get discouraged, to keep practicing hard, because there's going to be times when they need him, and they needed him a little bit the other day against Post, who got off to such a hot start for Boston College, scoring I think he scored 18 of his 20 points in the first half or something like that, or 20-some points.
Quick question, Jerry, because we're down to the final 30 seconds here of your segment.
Right.
Mike Bray announced last week that he was going to retire from Notre Dame. He'd been there a long time, and he'd previously coached as an assistant under Coach K at Duke. Any quick thoughts about Mike Bray?
Just a first-class guy. Will truly be missed. I think he coached the right way. He was always a good guy with the media, which I think is important. Try to have a good, healthy relationship. He's just a guy, like Steve Forbes said, that you could probably sit down with and have a beer and a burger and talk about basketball or whatever. And if you didn't know him, you wouldn't know he's had basketball coach at Notre Dame and such a successful guy with 300 or 400 wins under his belt. I think it's a shame, because I think college basketball is losing too many guys like that. It's a shame that Notre Dame's not having a great year, which I'm sure has led to his earlier departure than he would like to go out. But I think he's truly going to be missed. We need guys like him in the college game, because there's
yeah, you're right. He was a successful, classy guy, and he will definitely be missed. But I see him in a media role in all likelihood.
Yes,
because he's very articulate. But Jerry, We always love having you on. We thank you for your time, and we'll definitely see you at probably the next home game. So take care. Enjoy the Syracuse game on TV tonight. Thanks for joining us.
All right, and we'll talk football the next time.
Absolutely. All right, then not football, but lacrosse coming up with Dave Deck. So stay tuned for a little lacrosse conversation after these messages. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank: serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA Athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
You gotta love those chords right there. All right, AC/DC. All right,
We're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight, and Hobbo has something to say.
Yes. Next week, former UVA big guy Steve Castellan, member of the 76 ACC title team, and most importantly, head lacrosse coach and two-time national champion Lars Tiffany will join us. We're going to talk lacrosse now with Dave Deck, but we'll have Lars on next week, and Dr. Boyd Rawls will be our Ortho Virginia injury report doc.
All right. We got about 3.5-4 minutes, and Dave is an old friend of mine, and he not only played goalie in college at Dickinson, but he came back to UVA where he had a lot of fun and got an excellent degree, and he has a whole bunch of kids now, but he's been an assistant coach teaching goalies for many years. Over
how many is a whole bunch of kids?
He has at least three. He might have four.
That's official count, right?
And you would not know if you saw his beautiful wife. She's skinny as a rail and fit.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's good.
Yep, Penny, the lovely and talented. Anyway, every now and then a blind squirrel finds a nut. Anyway, that's what Dave did. Dave, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight, and tell us all about the number one ranked UVA lacrosse team, which is about to kick off their season very soon.
Yeah, good evening, guys. It is about that time of year. You got my contract in the mail, Frank. I'll be looking for it.
Big money? Big NIL money?
Yeah, a few cents.
I'll get you a couple of beers at your favorite restaurant.
Yeah. So I heard you say at the beginning of the program that there were eight guys on the preseason inside lacrosse All-America group.
Yep.
That's quite a number. I'm not going to write us in for the national championship yet because we got to play a bunch of games, and there's always Maryland. Maryland's got six preseason All-Americans, so we got a little bit up on them, but they're a formidable team, and that'll be a tussle again when we get together with those guys. But this is a really, really deep team. I don't remember a Virginia team that's as deep as this one. They have depth at every single position. And I think last year we were a little short production-wise at midfield. Well, we got talking about the portal that you talked about earlier with Craig Littlepage. Got a couple of guys out of the portal, both of them graduate students. One of them is 6'4 and about 215 from a transfer from Vermont.
He's a monster.
He's a monster. And then
Godzilla, you know. Whew.
Yeah. And then we got the one of the captains from the Stanford football team, who was a very highly regarded lacrosse player from Virginia when he was a junior in high school, and wound up being one of the captains of the Stanford football team, Ricky Mijan.
Yes,
I believe that's how you pronounce it. But anyway, McConvey's 6'4 and Mijan's 6'2 and 235. That's what the roster lists him at. So, the season sort of got off to a start this past weekend when they scrimmaged Navy, and just about everybody played. There were a bunch of guys that didn't dress, but everybody who did dress got on the field, I believe, and Virginia wound up winning the scrimmage, and scrimmages are those experiences where coaches play with combinations and rotate guys in and out, and that's what happened Saturday.
All right, we got about a minute, Dave. Dave, tell us who are the top three or four players in this team, starting with Connor Schellenberger?
Well, you always start with Connor Schellenberger. He's regarded as one of, if not the best player in the country. We have, Petey LaSalle is back, probably one of the top face-off guys in the country. Thomas McConvey has been already pre-selected as a top-round draft choice in the National Lacrosse League. He's the guy that transferred from Vermont.
Yep.
A very experienced defense. It's hard to cover them all. But, life without Matt Moore is going to be interesting, but I think if anybody can this team can fill in that gap. Matt Moore was, of course, the leading point getter in Virginia history. So,
well, let's put it this way. I expect my Memorial Day weekend to be in my chair watching lacrosse.
In Philadelphia, right?
Absolutely.
It's in Philadelphia, and I would like to pencil him in there too. But
Dave, we got to run. Thank you.
Knock them down.
Go Hoos. Turn us off and turn on ESPN. The Basketball Hoos start in a moment.
Next week, we have Lars, Tiffany, and Steve Castlin. It'll be a great show. Go.
This is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student-athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer
or their wealth.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
You gotta love that, those chords right there. All right, AC/DC. All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight, and Hobbo has something to say.
Yes, next week, former UVA big guy Steve Castellan, member of the 76 ACC title team, and most importantly, head lacrosse coach and two-time national champion Lars Tiffany will join us. We're going to talk lacrosse now with Dave Deck, but we'll have Lars on next week, and Dr. Boyd Rawls will be our Ortho Virginia injury report doc.
All right, we got about 3.5-4 minutes, and Dave is an old friend of mine, and he not only played goalie in college at Dickinson, but he came back to UVA where he had a lot of fun and got an excellent degree, and he has a whole bunch of kids now, but he's been an assistant coach teaching goalies for many years.
He has a whole bunch of kids?
He has at least three. He might have four.
That's official count, right?
And you would not know if you saw his beautiful wife. She's skinny as a rail and fit.
Beautiful. That's good.
Yep, Penny, the lovely and talented. Every now and then a blind squirrel finds a nut. Anyway, that's what Dave did. Dave, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight, and tell us all about the number one ranked UVA lacrosse team, which is about to kick off their season very soon.
Yeah, good evening, guys. It is about that time of year. You got my contract in the mail, Frank. I'll be looking for it.
Big money? Big NIL money?
Yeah, a few cents.
I'll get you a couple of beers at your favorite restaurant.
Yeah. So I heard you say at the beginning of the program that there were eight guys on the preseason Inside Lacrosse All-America group.
Yep.
That's quite a number. I'm not going to write us in for the national championship yet because we got to play a bunch of games, and there's always Maryland. Maryland's got six preseason All-Americans, so we got a little bit up on them, but they're a formidable team, and that'll be a tussle again when we get together with those guys. But this is a really, really deep team. I don't remember a Virginia team that's as deep as this one. They have depth at every single position, and I think last year we were a little short production-wise at midfield. Well, we got talking about the portal that you talked about earlier with Craig Littlepage. Got a couple of guys out of the portal, both of them graduate students. One of them is 6'4" and about 215 from a transfer from Vermont.
He's a monster.
He's a monster. And
Godzilla, you know. Whew.
Yeah. And then we got the one of the captains from the Stanford football team, who was a very highly regarded lacrosse player from Virginia. when he was a junior in high school and wound up being one of the captains of the Stanford football team, Ricky Mejian.
Yes.
I believe that's how you pronounce it. But anyway, McConvey's 6'4", and Mejian's 6'2", and 235. That's what the roster lists him at. So, but, the season sort of got off to a start this past weekend when they scrimmaged Navy, and just about everybody played. There were a bunch of guys that didn't dress, but everybody who did dress got on the field, I believe, and Virginia wound up winning the scrimmage, and scrimmages are those experiences where coaches play with combinations and rotate guys in and out, and that's what happened Saturday.
All right, we got about a minute, Dave. Dave, tell us, okay, who are the top three or four players in this team, starting with Connor Schellenberger?
Well, you always start with Connor Schellenberger. He's regarded as one of, if not the best player in the country. We have, Petey LaSalle is back, probably one of the top face-off guys in the country. Thomas McConvey has been already pre-selected as a top-round draft choice in the National Lacrosse League. He's the guy that transferred from Vermont.
Yep.
A very experienced defense. It's hard to cover them all. But, life without Matt Moore is going to be interesting, but I think if anybody can this team can fill in that gap. Matt Moore was, of course, the leading score point getter in Virginia history. So,
well, let's put it this way. I expect my Memorial Day weekend to be in my chair watching lacrosse.
In Philadelphia, right?
Absolutely.
It's in Philadelphia, and I would like to pencil him in there too. But
Dave, we got to run. Thank you.
Knock him down.
Go Hoos. Turn us off and turn on ESPN. The Basketball Hoos start in a moment.
Next week we have Lars, Tiffany, and Steve Castlin. It'll be a great show. Go.
This is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.